Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I would like to thank you guys for joining us this beautiful Tuesday evening. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to join us. And so we are forever grateful, and we don't take it for granted. Again, tonight's topic is freedom from within. And we're so excited about our guest, even the topic itself. Freedom from within. So I want to thank our sponsors, Bridgewell Realty, Inc. Bridget Howell is the owner of Bridgewell Realty, Inc., located in Conyers, Georgia. Contact her at 404-941-0435 for all of your real estate needs. To get a special price to sell your home, mention On Fire to Inspire, and she'll take care of you with a special. That number is 404-941-0435. Thank you again, Bridgewell Realty, Inc. Unique Expression by Design. Unique Expression by Design. It will take care of all your custom products that you need, anything from pens to mugs, T-shirts, pencils. Graduation is coming up. You need things customized. They can take care of you. Contact them at 470-588-2701. We have Afographics. Afographics can take care of all of your graphic needs, from banners to invitations, newsletters, business cards, letterhead, photography, flyers, logos, websites, and much more. Afographics can be contacted at 706-489-6416, or you can email them at afographics@gmail.com, and that's APHOGRAF as in Fox, X as in X-ray. Thank you so much to all of our sponsors. Vodiology also is one of our sponsors. Commercials, videos, infomercials. Vodiology can be contacted at 706-873-1519. And that is Vodiology. That's V Audio, A-U-D-I-O, and then L-O-G-Y at gmail.com. Thank you, each and every person that has been a sponsor sowing into this great fruitful ministry. We thank God for you. And so we're going to jump into tonight's topic. And that topic is freedom from within. And so the topic is just, I want to tell you, it's just so God with the topic tonight leading into next week. Next week, you can tune in and get your copy. I will be releasing book number 4. The ebook finally well awaited for, and everybody's been saying, Aaliyah, when you going to drop it? It's going to drop a week from today. And it's called the 21-Day Mind Detox. Praise God. The 21-Day Mind Detox will be released next week, May 7th. So make sure you get your copy. It's going to be available on Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, Smashwords, all of those different online outlets. And the cost is only going to be $2.99. Now, my original price of what I wanted to charge was much less, but the system would not allow anything less. So you know what? $2.99 is a great value for what God is doing. So we thank you so much for going out and support. Help me make that thing a bestseller, an Amazon bestseller, the day it was released. Now, that's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of faith I have. So if you can help me do that, I'll praise God for you. I have it on the On Fire to Inspire Network page. With the flyer, as well as my personal page. So if you see it, please share it. Again, that's next week. The 21-Day Mind Detox. It is a 21-day devotional that the Lord gave me to keep you inspired, push you further, and it's time to go farther in everything that He's called us to. So we're jumping in. Freedom from within. That's our topic tonight. And we want to welcome the one and only, the beautiful Miss Dina DeVoe. Thank you so much for joining us on Friday Inspire. How are you tonight?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited right now.
We are so excited about having you here tonight. Now, Dina, I want you to introduce yourself to the On Friday Inspire family.
Okay. So my name is Dina DeVoe, and this is my first book of poetry called Hurt and Words, Freedom from Within. And Freedom from Within just means to me to release anything that has you bound, whether it be mentally, spiritually, financially, anything that has you weighed down and it's causing you to act in a way that's unnatural to who you authentically are. So for me, I needed to be free from some things that I was dealing with in my life at a certain point. And it was basically things that I was saying to myself that no one could hear but me because these were my thoughts. So I would speak these things as I was going through, and they weren't always positive. And, you know, I would blame myself, and it made everything around me look, feel, and, you know, just appear to be ugly. So I began to respond in those ways. So, you know, I had to pray. I did some crying. faith and writing helped me to release those things and just let it go. So that's pretty much what inspired me to write this book of poetry.
Amen, amen. So the inspiration was life itself, going forward in the things that, you know, you were dealing with. And do you want to share how life itself kind of, you know, like what was one of the things that said, you know what, I'm going to help someone and I'm going to write this? Because, you know, a lot of times that place of discomfort, that place of the unknown kind of make you say, no, I'm not going to do this. What was the thing that said, I'm going to do this? What pushed you to say, got to get it done? It's not an option anymore.
What pushed me was I had taken some time off to spend with my children, mainly my middle child. Her name is Nevaeh. I have three girls. I have Mia. She's 15. I have Nevaeh. She's 13. And Nakai, my baby, she's 10. Well, she's about to be 10. So I had taken some time off to spend some time with my middle child. And as I took that time off, I was like, you know what, Dina? You've been pondering over this and, you know, writing and thinking about it and getting everything together. It's time for you to actually do it. So I got my computer and I sat down and I was up to about 6 o'clock in the morning, getting everything together, formulating my poems and how I wanted them ordered. And then I just put it all out there. And as I was sitting with my mom, Kathy, she was looking at me and she was like, just hit the button, because it took so much for me to even submit the book. And I even had tears in my eyes because I was really nervous, but I was so tired of being afraid and so over being nervous and scared that I just hit it. And when I pressed in, even now I can feel it, I just had tears in my eyes because I felt like I had overcome, you know, that feeling of fear. And I was free to just let my words be heard and read by people, which I was always nervous about, you know, people reading my poetry. So that kind of pushed me to just get it done.
You know, you're freeing somebody right now as they're listening to you, because out of that place of, you know, I got to do this, and just actually finally pushing that button. Girl, you are freeing someone tonight. You don't even realize how much you are, you know. And it's your transparency that is just such a blessing. And that's one of the reasons why I have my guests introduce themselves, because people can feel from you, you know, when you're talking about your passion, you're talking about your purpose, they feel from you what it is that's on your heart. They feel it. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, I understand totally. And that's what I want. I want somebody to be encouraged. I want somebody to be touched and let them know that they're not alone. You know, we may go through the same things, but, you know, we may feel something different in the same situation. But just know that you're not alone. We're all going through, we all can, you know, overcome and be free from whatever it is that has us bound.
Wow, I love it. You know, you just gave me a visual as you were talking about encouraging and uplifting people. It kind of gave me a visual of Moses and his mm-hmm. arms being held up. You know, you're holding your sisters and brothers up with that words, the words of encouragement, because that freed you just getting that thing done. You know, you hit send or submit, it was like, didn't you feel like the weight being removed?
Yes, I did, and it caused me to just embrace what I know I should be doing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And just hitting that button just solidified mm-hmm. everything for me. And mm-hmm. I'm just on the move right now. I have so much stuff, you know, that I want to do.
Right.
Just to be a blessing. You know what I mean?
So that was that. It was like that igniting of that fire that was already down there, but it just had to be reignited, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was
right.
so caught up in life, that reigniting happened. I'm so happy for you and excited for you as well. So as you're moving forward in this thing, have you experienced some testimonials from some people yet?
Yes. A woman from my church, she purchased the book. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I tell everyone when they purchase it to please give me your honest feedback. Because I'll take anything, whether it's constructive, you know, to help me be better, you know, at what I'm doing. So she came to me and she said, you know, I really enjoyed your book. She said, I loved it because I could relate. She said it was just a great word. And the fact that she said she could relate, that's what I kind of wanted to get, that's the message I wanted to come across. Like,
right.
We're all kind of dealing with something. You know, we all get angry. You know, I have some poems in there where I just feel like I'm just losing it, or like I'm just so mad right now. I feel, you know, confused, or, you know, I feel depleted, and, you know, nobody understands. You know what I'm saying? So for her to say that, it just kind of solidified. I had another friend, one of my best friends, she said, it's very intense. She said, it's great, but that's what I want. I mean, these are my words. These are her words, which is me. So this is what you get when you read each poem. I want them to get something from each poem. The readers can get something from everything, even 10 sentences. You know, I wanted the reader to get something from it.
Yes, I can definitely see that. And you know what, as you're talking, it's like I saw chains in the spirit being broken. Like, have you seen, like, when chains were someone who loosed some chains and they just fell to the ground and you heard, like, a cling? It's like I saw that. I saw that in the spirit. And that's what happened when you were obedient and you walked in. Not only were you freed mentally, but emotionally in every capacity, there was a freedom. Oh, girl, I tell you, this is exciting. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Wow.
And freedom is so important.
It is.
Freedom is it's a right to be free. It's a right to speak and think and as you want, you know, without any hindrances,
mm-hmm.
without any bounds, or without anyone holding you down. You just want to be able to express what you have to say. And a lot of times, you know, people, their words are suppressed. They feel like they can't say whatever they feel because they don't want to offend. You know, they can't say whatever they want, whatever's on their heart, because they feel like they're not in a position to speak because they may not have the title, they may not have the microphone, so to speak, at the time. So this is, and that's how I felt, you know, even talking to you right now, a lot of times I felt like nobody heard me. And even though I spoke a lot, you know, I still felt like I wasn't being heard. So this was a safe place for me to be heard, even if it was on a white sheet of paper with blue lines. You know, I was being heard. You know, if nobody else heard me, God heard me.
Right. Right. Wow. Now, tell us the title of the book again, for those who are just joining us, so that they can know how to reach out and get a copy of the book. Tell us the title of it again.
It's called Her in Words, Freedom from Within. And the book can be purchased on Amazon, and it's also on Barnes & Noble, and it's $15. The ebook is $9.99.
Good. Now you said you had a favorite piece from that book. What is it? Can you share that one with us?
Yes. It's called How Did I Get Here? It was a time when I was going through, it's kind of like a bird's eye view into my whole knowledge and everything. It's kind of interesting. So if you'd like, I could read it for you.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So it's called How Did I Get Here? I was once in love with love as the butterflies were swirling, and it felt like I was floating on a cloud, doing things that I wouldn't normally do to please the man. I was spending money and buying clothes, not knowing that you would turn into one of those. Buying shoes, my mother told me not to buy. She said if you buy a man shoes, he will surely fly. Move on to the next woman lying in wait as he accuses you of infidelity, and everything becomes a debate. Now you're being blamed for things you didn't even do. You tried to set a new tone and attempt to make things new. You cook, you clean, wash every single dish. To hold it all together is your only wish. The children begin to notice that you are always at rest. Asleep is the only thing you do most because your best is not seen as your best. He calls you names as the film hits you in the face. So you lie in bed and wonder, how did I get to this place? This is not what I intended my life would be. I chose to take this road, but was blinded by love, unable to see. Relationships are about more than just sex. There are times that things will not work out or ever be pretty. Things are not perfect, but I couldn't tell you what really is. Relationships take work, and I was ready to get down to my biz, to take it on with everything that I had, but ultimately I had to go because things were getting bad. I had to flee a chapter now complete, but heartbroken, I had to begin again and leave, although it was bittersweet. Love is complicated. Who really can know what it is? I thought I knew, but in the end, I was alone with three little kids. How did I get here?
Wow. Wow. Oh, my goodness. That's beautiful. And so you talked about so many different things that your journey, and and then you questioning yourself, and wow. How long were you married?
I was married for 13 years.
13 years, okay.
13 years, yeah.
Yes. And the transition itself was a journey as well. And you know what? You're going to continue to be a blessing and a light to the women, and especially the women, because you can relate as a single mother. Right. And so you're going to continue to be a blessing to them because of the strength that you found in your journey.
Okay,
there's such a strength.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Now, your book is available on Amazon, and it is also available on Barnes & Noble. Do you foresee a part two to this?
Yes, I'm currently working on some things right now. I'm like really praying because I'm praying for like direction, which direction to go in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to build from the first book. I don't want it to be the same exact thing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just waiting for direction and trying to figure out which way to go. I've been writing, so I do have some new stuff. And I'm just excited. So book number two, I don't have a name yet.
Yes. That's fine.
Carefully, one will be coming soon.
You know what? That's normal. Well, for me it was, because my second book, I didn't have a title until the book was complete. So don't feel bad or feel like it's weird. Even if it gets to the very end and you're praying about it, God will give it to you. That's how the book and the show was named, On Fire to Inspire. That was given by the Holy Spirit by way of a cousin. So, you know, God is so faithful and it's so beautiful when you're just being still enough and obedient, because you can be still and still just be like, okay, Lord, I'm going to get to it tomorrow.
Right. And then I'm supposed to kind of sit and, you know, want to sit on what God is giving you.
Right. Did you start feeling a sense of urgency while you were taking that time out with your middle child?
Yes. I felt the urgency that the same night that I, the first night that I was off, I just, something was like, doing it, just do it. Stop waiting. You know, because I've seen other people, you know, other people have books out and, you know, other people are doing everything. And I just kept saying to myself, you know, I don't know when my turn is. I don't know when my time is, but I'm not going to let that or let, you know, other people, because, you know, it's room. It's room on the ship for everybody.
Definitely.
I don't want that to discourage me or to make me feel like, you know, I was lacking or lagging, so to speak. So I just kept going. And I didn't really tell anybody. I told my mom and, you know, those that were close to me. And I told my mommy. I have two moms. I have a God-given mom, and she's just like my best friend. And I told her, I share a lot with her. And she, you know, just was praying with me, and everybody was just praying for me. And I was like, okay, God, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna go, and I just did, and I'm so happy with the results. I'm so happy.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And I want you to start doing this as you're getting these testimonies from the different people who are, you know, like the one that said is relatable. Have them post it as a comment on like Amazon or what. You know, out there online, but also start making yourself like a little thing in your journal, because it's going to continue to bless you and give you the strength to keep persevering when you say, you know, you're like, oh, but I'm tired. You go back and read this from someone else saying, girl, you really blessed me. You really don't know what you did for me. That's going to push you past that place of, you know?
Right, yeah. Yes. I would definitely start that, because I'm just amazed at everything that's happening, and I just thank God. God is just awesome. Without him, I don't even know where I would be, and I just give him all the praise and all the glory, because he inspired me to just, you know, do everything that I'm doing right now.
Right. So you ready for more interviews?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So I'll make sure I connect you with some of my friends, some of my radio friends, because you definitely have a story that's a blessing to many, and, you know, there are so many others that feel like, I can't do this. But you said, yes, you can. I've done it. I have three children, and I've done it. So, you know, you're someone that can help someone who says, I'm the only one here. You know, because that's what the enemy wants to do, make you feel like you're the only one out there. But you're like, girlfriend, I did it, and you can too. He's not a respected person. Yes. So what would you say, Dina, to that young lady that's right there, that, you know, everything that she knew as normalcy just fell apart for her? What would you say to that?
I would say, get all your emotions out, cry, get it all out, and then sit down and think about the next step, because everything moves forward. And, you know, as people of God, we are told to forget those things that are behind us and reach forward to those things which are before. So I would just say, get it all out, and then start to write it. Write things down that you want to do. Write down anything you want to achieve. Even if it's a vision board, I started a vision board, took pictures up all over the place, and just glean from that, and then just try to be positive. Be positive for it. I can do all things. I am able to achieve. I will make it to 5 o'clock, because even at work, sometimes it can be stressful. I will make it to the end of the day. And then once you've gotten to the end of the day, You just thank God that you made it. There's been plenty of days that I'm just like, God, I thank you. I made it through the day because I wasn't too sure. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
But, just be strong. Keep a good support system around you to continue to encourage you and be there for you. And, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help. You know, because we
now
don't need it.
You just said a mouthful right there, a support system that's positive and encouraging, because you don't need drawing the negative people while you're already trying to move forward.
You need support.
Yes, you need for people to say, hey, they're kind of your cheerleaders and kind of pushing you forward and, you know, and cheering you on. So, yes, oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. So what would you say? I love giving scenarios, okay, because we never know who's listening, whether they're listening live or if they'll be listening to the playback. So what would you say to that person that says, you know what, I can do this. I have something that God has laid on my heart, and I've put it out for so long. Dina has inspired me. What would you say to that person? They're right there. What would you say to them?
I would say look into whatever you want to do, there has to be an avenue for you to be able to do it. So you need to research things that will help catapult your vision or your goal and bring it, you know, make it tangible for you to see it, feel it. So whether you have to Google, you have to speak to someone out of the blue, I just, you know, spoke to someone at my job, and she sent me to Amazon. So, and I didn't know that. So sometimes you have to speak. You have to first ask God who to speak to, because you don't want anybody to be negative towards your vision.
Right.
So you have to know who to speak to. That way you can get a positive result. And just look into things to help push your vision. Ask questions. Don't be afraid.
Amen. Amen. But Dina, tell us how we can follow you, how we can stay in touch with you, because you are doing some great things and walking this thing out. How can we, as our listeners, how can we follow you? How can we keep up with what you're doing, because you're going to have some other great projects, other great events that you're going to be doing. So we, you know, follow you. How can we do so?
Well, I'm on Facebook, Dina DeVoe. You can either follow me on my page, and I also have a personal page for the book. It's called Freedom From Within, Hurt and Words. So you can like the page. There are things that are going to be going up, pictures of people that brought the book, events that I may be appearing at or vending at, anything new that I'm working on, you can always follow it there and be updated.
Amen, amen. Any final words you have for the audience?
Push. Push past fear. Push past doubt. Push past what you see around you and just do it. I mean, it may be easier said than done, but just do it. Once the door opens, run through the door, because you don't know when another door is going to open. You know what I mean? So when the door opens, go. Don't be scared. Just move.
Yes, I love it. Yes, thank you so much, Dina. We appreciate you tonight. We're looking forward to hearing from you again, because we already know this is your first of many that God is going to allow you to be a blessing to the world. I'm not going to say to women, because there may be single fathers that will be impacted and encouraged by this book as well. So thank you so much for your sharing your words of wisdom and sharing your heart. Because like you said, your person said, you're relatable. And so many lives will be and have been touched and will continue to be touched out of your obedience and your heart of love, because
you
have a beautiful heart. You're so welcome. Well, thank you again, and we look forward to hearing from you soon, okay?
Absolutely, and thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
You are so welcome. Guys, if you all missed any of this interview, you want to definitely go back and listen to the replay, which will be available within the next 5 minutes of the show ending. But I tell you, Dina has been such an inspiration. Her transparency has been a blessing to me, and I know it will bless so many others. Thank you, Dina, for joining us. Thank you to all of our sponsors for tonight, Bridge Road Realty with Bridget Howell. We have Unique Expression by Design, Afrographics, and Vodiology. Thank you so much for your support, all of our sponsors. So our sponsors, we have everything from your realtor to your commercials and infomercials to customized products being done, your graphic design, photography, whatever it is, we got it for you. Go out to the On Fire to Inspire Network. I'm going to have that information posted. And I've already posted Dina's information about her book as well as the link to purchase her book. Also, don't forget, next week, a week from today, the long-awaited, the 21-Day Mind Detox. We are releasing it. Thank God. Glory be to God. There's going to be on your all of your online outlets, and it's going to be an e-book. And our goal is to go bestseller. Amazon bestseller day one. So that, I need your help to make that manifest that in the natural. So again, that's the 21-Day Mind Detox. God gave me the words to just encourage and empower people. It's going to be an ebook released a week from today. So we will see you next week, same time, same place. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. We love you guys, and we'll talk to you next week. Yeah.